Innovation. When I think of innovation, I think of change. I think of a shift in thinking.
To me, innovation means stepping outside of where we're comfortable, looking to the future and seeing what's possible.
Innovation is taking a risk to try new things, to try to make things better. So what kind of barriers do you see to innovation?
Fear. Not knowing what's next or being judged based on your attempts, your possible failed attempts at using technology.
What if I fail? Then what?
They're going to know I'm a fraud. Resources. I don't have the time or the money to try the things I want to do, so I just have to stick doing what I'm doing already.
I'm taught to teach. I'm not there to innovate.
So tell me why you still try to innovate.
I think for me, it's making sure that I engage these students, that they're active learners. Not only am I up there, but the students are involved also. So it's about making sure that the students are engaged in their learning.
Learning outcomes are always changing, and there are a ton of tools that are available to us. And so, you know, just breaking out and thinking, how can I make this better for myself? How can I make it easier on myself? But also, how can I engage my students better?
Well, I think learning, the nature of learning is innovation. And so if we're not innovating as practitioners or learners, we're not learning. We're stagnating. And that's why we need to keep trying to innovate. Even if we don't think we're doing it, we need to keep trying.
I know it's hard in our school, and yet we're a DL school. And some teachers just, all we are considered is markers. So we just sit there and mark all day. And there's no relationships, interaction, and we just sit there.
Almost a flip model, so the prep before, and then in class we do the synthesis, we do the activities, the hands-on learning.
So that's where we have our problems, just making sure there's equity, that everybody has the same. That's why I think every kid, you know, should have a Chromebook. Here, have a Chrome, you know, have it, so that we're leveling the playing field, which is, I think, is really important. And they're working collaboratively in groups, and they learn how to work in groups. It's great. It's a great model.
And so we get students who come in and they expect that three-hour lecture. And, you know, I hear things from them like, online learning is inherently inferior. And I say, well, the literature disagrees with you, but tell me more about why you feel that way. And so we've experimented with some blended models, but we've actually gone back. It's either fully online or fully face-to-face. And so it's a challenge, because if students are used to that sort of that traditional model, it's hard to break them out of it so quickly.
And now they're actually joking with me. Like, that's taken 4 years for them to get to know me, and I've never been there. And it's here I am in Kamloops, sitting at home giving my lecture in accounting, which is not the most exciting course in the world, and there they are all sitting there, and I'm not too sure or if they're excited. And so I've had to really be creative to get their attention.
And so when you're doing that, how do you do rounds? Well, they do these video conferences, and not just video conferences, they actually have like a microscope hooked up to it, so they can do pathophysiology rounds spread around the southern half of the entire province. And these guys are living it. They don't think of it as an additional add-on. Hey, let's do our technology. That's just how you do it. It's 2014. This is how you communicate. So their entire faculty runs on this stuff in a way that our distance education programs really need to learn from.
Innovation is just learning in different ways, right? Just taking all these different